Okay, so today is Daf Ayin Dalet. Let's go back to Ayin Gimel and base to the Gemara, but it's just one flow, and we'll just go quickly till we'll get up to. So the Mishnah had said that Yom Kippur enlisted the five Inuyim that are Usser on Yom Kippur. And it said, Usser Bachila Ushtia. So the Gemara asks, Usser? It's only Usser to eat and drink on Yom Kippur? Anush Karisu. It's not just a Stam Isser, you get Karis if you eat it. It's a higher level. And it's Karasu. So Amar Rav Ila, Ve'itim Rav Yirmiya, Lo Nitzucha El Lechach Yishir. When the Gemara says Usser, which means it's forbidden, but there's not necessarily punishment of Karis, it's talking about somebody eats a Lechach Yishir. There's a certain amount of Shir with Kuseves, which is a date size that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, or Malo Lugma when it comes to drinking. And if you drink a portion of that, so you're not going to have Karis, but still Usser. So the Gemara says, Honey, Chleman Damar Chatzit Shir Asim in a Torah. That only works well according to the Man Damar says that Chatzit Shir is Asim in a Torah. That there is a Torah, for the Torah does forbid you to eat Chatzit Shir. Meaning, according to that, that would be that even though, let's say you have a case where it's Asim eat a Kazayas, so the only thing that the Kazayas does is provide you punishment. But any morsel or any amount, it's a machlokus, but let's say Chatzit Shir would still be Asir. El Man Damar is Chatzit Shir Mutter Minatorah, but according to the Man Damar says that Chatzit Shir is Mutter Minatorah, meaning there is no violation whatsoever for Chatzit Shir, Ma'ik LaMemar. Then why would the Mishnah be saying that Yom Kippur is Usser to eat, talking about the Chatzit Shir? It's not us to eat the Chatzit Shir, right? The Itmar, because now it's in the base. When there's Chatzit Shir, when it comes to the case of Chatzit Shir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Usser Min HaTorah, Reish Lakish Amar Motim Min HaTorah. So Hani Yichal, so Gemara just chazers, so Hani Yichal Rabbi Yochanan El Reish Lakish, Ma'ik LaMemar. So Gemara says, okay, Mode Reish Lakish Usser Midor Abanan. Reish Lakish will agree, listen, Chatzit Shir is not Usser Min HaTorah, but Midor Abanan is still Usser. So therefore, our Mishnah could be discussing a case of Chatzit Shir. So it says, Yom Kippur is Asur Bachilu Mishtiya. It's talking about Chatzit Shir. The Rabbi Yochanan will be an Isser Midoraisa, and for Reish Lakish will be an Isser Midorabanan. And this is where we got up to yesterday. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if it is true that according to Reish Lakish, that Chatzit Shir is Asur Midorabanan, then we're going to have a Kasha on Reish Lakish from another place. The Kasha on Reish Lakish from another place is from the case of Shavua. So there's an idea of Shavuos. Again, Shavua, in this case, it's called a Shavuos Bitoy. For example, somebody says, I swear I will eat X, and he doesn't eat it, in a certain amount of time, he doesn't eat it, he violates Yeshua. If a person swears, I will not eat X, and he goes ahead and eats it, he violates Yeshua. If a person says, I ate X, and he really didn't, he violates Yeshua. A person says, I didn't eat X, and he really did, he also violates Yeshua. If you violate that Yeshua, it's called Yeshua's Bitoy, that will be Chayav Malchus. So what would be the case over here? So, Ihachi, Lo nechayev aleh korban shvua. If Chatzit Shir is usher, you should not be obligated for Malkos if you violate a shvua related to Chatzit Shir. Why? Because the idea is that you cannot violate a shvua's bitoy if what you're swearing about is something that's already usher. For example, if I swear not to eat shkatzim u'rumasim and I ate them, I don't violate my shvua. I violate it for eating shkatzim u'rumasim because I'm what's constantly called I'm already standing, which is a standing shvua from Har Sinai, for me not to eat these shkatzim and ratzim.
Yeah, but you can also be, why can't you do both?
But because it's not, it's not chal, right? So Gemara says, lo nechayev korban shvua. Let's find it. Let's go to Gemara again. He says, alam matnan, so why do we have the following Mishnah? There's a Mishnah in Shvua, in Lachal Peis. Person says, shvua shelo ochel. I take a shvua that I will not eat anything today. I will not eat anything. But achal nevelos utrefos, and he eats nevelos, he eats trefos, shkatzim, rumasim, these are all things that are already asim in the Torah, chayev. He's chayev a korban shvua, the Mishnah says. Rav Shimon says he's poter. V'havinuva, we ask on this Mishnah, am I chayev? Why would he be chayev for violating a shvua in this case? Mushbava omim erasinehu. You're already standing, you're not supposed to, you're not allowed to eat these to begin with. Rashi says, Mushmav Omidu, third wide line, Vahavle Nishbal Kaimis and Mitzvah. What ends up happening is it's considered, I swear, to do what I'm supposed to do. That doesn't constitute a Shavua in the world of Shavuos. Those are the rules that we'll learn when we get to Masechta Shavuos. So the Gemara says, so why are you Chayiv? Mushmav Omer Asinehu. So the Shavua is not Chal. That person takes a Shavua that I'm not going to eat, and he ends up eating Nevela. Why would he be chayev for violating the shvua? The shvua itself wasn't chal. That's how they answered. Ravu Shmuel, we've got to get to the question in a moment. Ravu Shmuel, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Amri. Ravu Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan say, Bekolel devarim hamutarim devarim ha'usurim. It's where you say explicitly, I am not going to eat. I'm not going to eat kosher meat. And I'm not going to eat non-kosher meat. So we have what's called kolel when you encompass everything together. So then it's migo, since that it's chal on the kosher part, it's going to be chal on the non-kosher part, despite this mushma of omer marsinu. Look at Rashi. Rashi says bekolel, again the third white line, bekolel b'shvua shlo ochel lo basher shchuta, a shvua that will not eat shechted meat, v'lo basher nevela, and not basher nevela, not kosher meat, the migo that sits the chayla ahatera chayla nami ayisura, since it's chal on the heter part, it's chal on the iser part. The Rav Shimon poter, Rav Shimon says poter no, the less they kolel the lower min migo. He doesn't hold this kolel as a migo. It doesn't. My question is going to be a point. Rav Shimon, would it even be chal on the on the kosher part?
Yeah, that's a migo. Anyway.
That's a, well, migo just means since.
I understand. Yeah, so, usually because I can do this. It's like usually a reverse kolel chomer.
I don't know. Since it's chal on this, it's chal on that. So the Gemara, that's one answer. Reish Lakish, who's our guy, right? Reish Lakish, Amar Iatamotze. The quick case over here is when he swears Ella Iatamotze Ella b'Befaris Chatz Sheli Darbanan O B'Stam Malib Darab Yekiva. The Amar Adam Oser Amat Makoshu. This is goes deep into Shavuos. Reish Lakish is going to say is when would you violate the Shavua if you take a Shavua not to eat Chatzis Shir of Mevela. And then you ate the Chatzishir in the Vela. So that's going to be Chal. He's going to be Chal, it depends. According to Rabbanan, you have to say explicitly that I'm not going to eat Chatzishir. And according to Rabbi Kiva, he holds that even if you just say Stam, it's Chal and Chatzishir. It's a Machlokas, a Masechah Shavuos. So that's where Rishbaka says, Iyata Motze, look at Rashi again, Iyata Motze, Sheyechayev Korban Shavuah al Nevela, Im Ocha Kazayas. You're never going to be Chayev to violate your Shavuah if you eat a Kazayas of Nevela. Shehu mushmav alav b'har Sinai, because he's mushmav omer har Sinai. It's not chal. Ella ba'ochel chatzishir. The case would be where he eats chatzishir. She'enu mushba alav m'sinai, because he's not mushba alav m'sinai. There's no iser for chatzishir. U'b'shuas on nesar alav. The only reason why it became usser is because of a shua. But the question is, well, wait a second. Reish Lakish, you just held that midrabanan, there is an iser of chatzishir. So if there's an Isser of Chatzishir, Midrabanan, so there's an Isser Doraisa of Lo Sasser. You're not allowed to violate the rules of the Chachamim. So therefore, there is a Mushma of Yom Mar Sinai on the Chatzishir. So why are you telling me, if you take the Shua not to eat Nevela, and you ate Chatzishir, you would violate the Shua, because that's not Usser. You just told me it is Usser. So what's going on? So the Gemara asks, right, you get the question? It's the hardest part of today's daf. The Gemara says, V'chi Tema, so you might say, well, wait a second. I'll tell you the reason why Reish Lakish says that it's chal, simple. Because it's not chal midoraisa. It's only chal midrabanan. So therefore, on a derabanan level, there's no impact. There's no iser. So therefore, if you took the shvua, it's going to be chal. Because there's no iser midoraisa. The Gemara says, the chitema, you might say, came into islay het heter min a Torah, that since there's a heter of chatzishir min a Torah, they ate chatzishir, according to Reish Lakish, they ate chatzishir of nevela, midoraisa, there's no chi of whatsoever. Well, let me bring you another shvua. I'll bring you an example from another shvua that shows that even the dinei derabanan have impact on shvua. The tanan, the hatanan, we have a mishnah that says masechah shvuos by the iser of shvuos ha'edus. Shvuos ha'edus is a case where somebody, I walk up to you and I say, listen, you were there, you saw what happened, testify on my behalf. And the guy says, I swear I know no Eidus. Turns out he does know Eidus. So he made the Shavua, and therefore he's going to be Chayev, whatever the punishment is, he's Chayev for violating Shavua's Eidus. The Mishnah there says, Shavua's Eidus, Eina no Heges, Ela Beru'uyin Lahaid. Shavua's Eidus can only have impact if the person is a Kasher Eid. Meaning it would impact if a woman swears or a Katan swears, and that they didn't see it, and really they did, it doesn't matter, because they're Pasul Eidus. So the Gemara says, "Vavinaba." We ask on this Mishnah, "Lumuute mai." What's this coming to exclude? That there could be royal edus. So Rav Papa Amar lumuute melech. It comes to exclude the king, right? The king doesn't testify. Nekot kvodo. There's a whole to do if the king doesn't testify. How can be a dayi? Because I ain't asa dayi. Okay, so he says, "Lumuute melech." Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar lumuute mesachet bakubya. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says it comes to exclude the gambler. Right? The gambler is pasul edus in whatever situation it is. He's pasul edus. And therefore, if he swears, the gambler swears, I don't know the testimony, and he really does, he wouldn't be in violation of Shavuos Eidus, because he's not royally Ha'id. But we say, wait a second, the gambler, is only possible eidos midrabbanon. I mean, right? There's machlokas as to why, but smachta l'kanya, whatever it is, but he's only possible midrabbanon. Midoraisa, he is good. So why won't the shvuah bichal? You see that even though it's only a din derabbanon, it has impact in the world of shvuah. So too in our case. Well, let's read it inside. He says, "Vahom misachet akubya midoraisa mechazei chazi midoraisa." He is a good aid. The rabbanon who the pasuluhu, and it's only the rabbanon who said he's pasul the aidus, and lo kachayel leshua, and therefore the shvuah is not chal. So too in our case, it should be. If that's the case, it's a question of Reish Lakish, who says that Chatzis Shvuah is Asur Midrabbanan. Because even we see here that even the Rabbanan has impact on the world of Shvuah. So back to Reish Lakish, if Reish Lakish holds that Chatzis Shvuah is Asur Midrabbanan, how can he say that if you violate your Shvuah's Bitur by eating Chatzis Shvuah, you're in violation? Why? It's Asur Midrabbanan, therefore it's Mushmavi Omeid. So Gemara says, no, that's not a good Raya. Shani Hasam over there, if by Shvuah's Eidus, it's different. We'll say outside first. Shvuah's Eidus is different because Shvuah's Eidus says the only people who can be a violation of Shvuah's Eidus are those who are going to accept testimony. Well, we're not going to, it doesn't matter why we're not accepting you. If we're not accepting you, you're not in the world of Shvuah's Eidus. We may not accept you because you're Asur Midoraisa. We may not accept you because you're Asur Midrabbanan. We may not accept you because we don't believe you. One way or another, if we don't accept you, you haven't fallen into the parts of Eidus. And therefore, your Shvuah has no impact. The Gemara says, Shani Hasim, the Amakra, Im Lo Yagid. The only person who's chayiv shuas edus, if he's somebody who can be yagin, if someone who can testify, v'hayla baragadu huklal, and this masachem akubya, despite the fact that only within the rabbanon, but he's not going to be able to testify, he's excluded from our court system. So therefore, shuas edus wouldn't be chal. But when it comes to chatzishir will say, well, chatzishir, that's only an issa de rabbanon. Chatzishir is an issa de rabbanon, and therefore we're rejecting our whole premise from before. And therefore, since Chatzishir is only issa de rabbanon, it's not considered mushmavi omei me'ar Sinai because it's only de rabbanon. Therefore, the Gemara and Shvuas could say that if you violate your Shvuah that I won't eat nevelos by eating Chatzishir, you would be in violation. And it goes back and says in our Mishnah, which says Yom Kippur Asur is talking about Chatzishir. That's why it's not talking about Kares; it's talking about Chatzishir. That is the hardest part of today's Gemara. Then the Gemara says, okay, the premise of the question was, how can you say, why is the Mishnah saying that Yom Kippur is Asur b'Achila? It should say Yom Kippur is Chayv Kares for Achila. So the Gemara says, Kol Hecha, Eric Pierce issue here, it says, Kol Hecha, the Anish Kares, Lo Tani Asur, is it really true that every time I was going to say, if the case is Chayiv Kares, the Tana won't use the Lashon of Asur? Maybe he will use the Lashon of Asur. Why are you saying that the Lashon of Asur is exclusive of a Kares punishment? Because Kol Hecha, the Anish Kares, Lo Tani Asur, Vatanya. We have the following Brisa. This Tana in the Brisa says, Af Al Pi She'amru Asur Bekulon, even though the Mishnah says that these Chamisha Inuyim are Asur, Lo Amru Anish Kares, Ela Ochal Vashose Va'osim Malachim Olvad. The Kares penalty on Yom Kippur is only somebody who eats, drinks, which is one, or does melacha. So you see here that the Brisa is explaining Asur to mean Kares in certain situations. So why you ask me, oh, Asur, doesn't it mean Kares? It can mean Kares. Doesn't matter. Sometimes you write Kares using the word Asur. So Gemara says, no. Hachik Amar, this is what the Brisa says. Kisha Amru Asur. When the Mishnah says Asur, Lo Amru Ela Chatzishir. It's only talking about Chatzishir. Aval kashir, but when it comes to shir, anush kares, then it becomes kares. You see that again, the Mishnah is using the word asr only for a chatzishir, not for a full violation. But if it was talking about a full violation, it would be kares, right? Lo amru ela bechatzishir, aval shir anush kares, the afal pisha anush kares, and even though there's a punishment for kares, ain anush kares ela ochal v'shosim osim lachav bovad. But the kares is only if you violate Yom Kippur by eating, drinking, or do malacha. There would be no kares if you do sicha, nidl sandal, or tashmish amita. Those things do not come to the violation of kares. That leads to this major machlokas as to whether or not these famisha nidim are issa d'oraisa or issa d'rabbanan. Because again, the Torah never mentions what's asar on Yom Kippur. It just says the word or shorish of the word inoy five times, from which you might be one of the limudim of where we learn out that there are five inuyim. Okay. So the Gemara asked before. Right, the Gemara asked before, why does the Mishnah use the Lashon of Asur? It's Kares. And the Gemara answered that the Mishnah is talking about Chatzishir. Chatzishir doesn't have Kares. Now the Gemara is going to give another answer. Or you can say, Bechikatani aser, when the fact that the Mishnah says aser, that's asha'ara. It's just talking about the other three, the other four inuyim. It's not talking about achila, right? Because the Tanu Rabba Rav Yosef, Bishar Sifrei Dibei Rav, I'm sure that Rabba Rav Yosef learned in the other Sifra Dibei Rav, says, Minayin lo yom kippur sha'aser b'chitza v'sich v'nisan del tashem mita, tamalomar shabasom. How do you know it's all aser? Because it says the word Shabbos, Shabbosom, Hilachem, Vinisim, Nashos, Heichem. So they explain the word Shabbosom, Shvus. Shvus means they included extra. Right? Rashi says, if you look at the word Shabbosom, it's the last Rashi of the short lines, but it goes up four or five lines. He says, it says Shabbosom, the Gabet Inui Ksiv. It says that in the context of Inui. The Kihechi the Shabbosom, Amar B'Shabbos. And just like the concept of Shabbosom on Shabbos itself, Asmucha be Rabbanon Shar Malachos Shoyal b'Mishkan. The Rabbanon added other Isurim, other Malachos that weren't in the Mishkan. We get the concept of, hey, it's not Shabbos Dig. That becomes a problem. Ramban actually holds that might be a Doraisa. The Ein Malacha Gemura, it's not a Malacha Gemura. Hachinami Shabbosim the Gabi Inui. So to hear when it says Shabbosim by Inui, the Ksiv Shabbosim Hulachem v'Inisem leHosif al Inui Achila v'Shishida Kaasi. It comes to include more items to the Isser of Achila v'Shishia. The Gemara is taking for granted that the Isser of Achila v'Shishia is an Isser d'Oraisa. Then it says Shabbason, you're adding on, the Rabbanan added on a couple other items, midin d'Rabbanan. So therefore, when our Mishnah says Aser, it's talking about the other four, because those are only Aser midin d'Rabbanan. When you're talking about Achila v'Shishia, that would be a Chiyuv Kares. And the Mishnah just doesn't flow so well, because then it should say Yom HaKippurim, Chayiv Karis, Rachil V'Shasiyah, and then Aser V'Rukitza for the others. The Aser is misplaced. Okay, we've seen worse. So that would be that answer. Fine. Now the Gemara goes back. We had this machlokas we mentioned before about Chatzis Shir. Again, let's say Stam, regular year, you're not allowed to eat a Nevela. What happens if you ate Chatzis Kazayas? What happens if you ate, and we'll say it means half of the Chatzis, what happens if you ate half a Kazayas Nevela on a Doraisa level? Are you Chayiv or not? Rav Yochanan said, yes. Reish Lakish said, no. And we said Reish Lakish agreed with Midarabanan. So Gemara says, Kufa, going back, Chatzishir. You eat Chatzishir, so that's Aser. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asim Natora. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's a Daraisa to eat it. Reish Lakish Amar Mutim Natora. He says, no, it's a Daraisa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asim Natora. Why? Because this gives his logic. So first he says, the reason is, Kevon V'chazi L'tzterufe. Because it's Ro'oi to combine. It could combine with something else. Since it can combine with something else, I guess it has a level of chashivas, and therefore in itself will become aser, because it could cause you, in the future, depending on how, I mean, the chazit strufi has to be, like, maybe within a certain time frame. According to this, what happened if I ate chatzishir of a koseves 3 seconds before Yom Kippur is over? Did I violate Yom Kippur now? Is it chazit strufi? It's not chazit strufi, because I can't eat, if I'm going to eat the next half, Yom Kippur is already over. So it's a shayla. What's the story about that according to Rabbi Yochanan? So, that's what Yochanan says. That's Kevin the Chazal is through Frey. So Isur Ka'achos, what's considered Aser. Reish Lakish Amar, no. He says, Mutin Torah, why? Because when it comes to the Sur Machila, you have to do an Achila. You have to eat. And the Chacham define eating as a Kazayis, or the Shear. Most cases, it's a Shear. If you didn't eat the Shear, you didn't eat, with a capital Aleph. It's a defined term. If you don't do how it's defined, there's no Isur. Reish Lakish Amar, Mutin in the Torah, Achila Amar Rachmana Vilekam, and there's no Achila here. So then the Gemara asks Reish Lakish. Now Rav Yochanan is going to ask on Reish Lakish from the following, I guess, Brisa, right? Esvei Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Okay, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat certain fats of the animal, right? Kochelef Shor VeKesef VeEiz Lo Sochelu. He called the Ochel Min Chelef Min HaBehema. If you eat Chelef from the Behema as opposed to the Chaya, Behema is domesticated. Chaya is more undomesticated. From the min behema, then the nichrasa had a nefesh ha'ochelas me'mech chiyav kares for eating a shear of nevela of chelef. So ainly ella kol sheyeshno kares. We only see from here that dafka somebody who is kares yeshno bazhara, but koi. The only thing that you will be chayav kares for eating nevela is something where the Torah explains that if there is the only thing that you're not allowed to eat any part of their chalev is something that if you did eat it, you'd be chayev karis. Therefore, it says behema, but it excludes chaya. What about a koi? What about a kvi? I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Some people say koi, I've heard online, kvi, whatever, this animal is a bal chai, sort of animal, that we're misupak, whether it's a chaya or a behema. If it's a chaya, you could eat the chaylev. If it's a behema, you may not eat the chaylev. So the idea of koi and chatzi shir, less than a kezias, ho over eno ba onesh, since there's no punishment, but it's not mentioned in the nichrasa, since there's no punishment for those things, yochol eno behazhara, so maybe there's no warning, and you're allowed to eat it even a small amount, so it seems to be here, that maybe you can eat, you would think maybe you can eat chatzi shir, Talmud Omar, therefore the pasuk says, kol chaylev, the word kol. The word kol comes to include, this price says the word kol comes to include a koi and chatzi shir. So you see, befeiri from this brisa, the chatzishir is asumi daraisa. So what are you, Reish Lakish, telling me that the chatzishir is not asumi daraisa? Reish Lakish says, okay, no problem. That's not a real drasha. It's mi darabanan. We cross matav almahu. You guys have a din darabanan, and you're trying to find a source it somewhere in the Torah. I have no idea when it becomes an asmachta, when it's a real drasha. But he says it's not a real drasha. It's only an asmachta, only an asmachta darabanan. And therefore, you don't have a proof. And I'll prove to you from the Mishnah itself that it's not a real drasha. Why?
Why would you be able to learn something from a place that has a specific cult? You couldn't extract that to be by anywhere else. Because you have only drasha only because of this one word, by this one case of koi.
Koi and chatzishir, but what?
No. In this, we're learning the chatzishir from koi, right?
No, we're not learning from koi. The Braisa says that you would have thought that the only thing you're not allowed to eat, the only forbidden fats, are those that if you eat, you're chayiv karis. But something that's not chayiv karis, maybe be mutter. For example, kol yachatz yishir. Kamash malan, kol tells me that even if you're not chayiv karis, it's still usher to eat.
And why does it include the chayiv too, this kol?
What? Because chayiv is excluded elsewhere. Chayiv is excluded. There's no isser on the fats of a chayiv. Chayiv is excluded from that. So the Gemara says, midrabanan across mat b'amu. The Gemara says Hachinam Mistaber, and also makes sense to say that the Braisa is not a real drasha; it's only an asmachta. Maybe I was mistaken. Maybe this is the hardest part of that, right? Hachinam Mistaber, the Isak Daita. Because if you think to tell me that this is talking about Din Doraisa, Koi, the Koi is a Sveka. Koi is a Suffik. We have a Suffik whether a Koi is a Chai or a Behema. Kapa Shmaya, there's no Suffik. Because Baruch Hu knows what it is. So you can tell me the Instar Krola Sui Sveka. So the Pasuk is coming to teach me about a Suffolk? There's no Suffolk in the Kaddish book. The Torah is not going to talk to me about a Suffolk. The Torah has no Svekos. So why is the Pasuk coming to teach me about a Koi? Well, if it's not teaching me about a Koi, it's not teaching me about a Kaddishir either. It's just talking about it's just a cross, a Smachta B'Alma. We see it hundreds of times, tens of times in Shas.
The entire Gemara.
Yeah.
Entire Gemara. Yeah. The arguments that we don't understand something. Hashem understood it.
No, but it's a suffix in the Metzius.
Yes,
it is. What is the koi? Is it a chaya or is it not a chaya?
Correct, but none of us, we don't know.
But Hashem knows. Okay, so the Torah is not going to address that.
We have tons of halachas about
exactly.
Tutum also.
Right.
We don't know what things are.
Right.
There's a
sveikum, tumtum. But does a pasuk address the tumtum? So about a pasuk addressing a suffix. Where is there a case where the pasuk addresses a suffix? Why would the Torah address a suffix that it doesn't have? You're talking, great, we have plenty of speakers all the time. We don't have a pasuk dealing with it. Right? So the Gemara says, it's the krala sui sveka. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you a different reason why. Because your whole assumption is based on the fact that a koi is a suffix this, suffix that. That's not true. A koi is not a suffix this, a suffix that. A koi is a barrier from the asma. You have a chaya, you have a behema, and you have a koi. It's a different animal. It's something else. So it's not a case of a suffix. The Torah is coming to tell you that a koi also, you're not allowed to eat the fats, you're just not chayiv karis for it. Because only behemoth you're chayiv karis for it. Once it's imi shumha, lo irya. Kasava, the time the brides will hold, koi is barrier b'fnei atzmihi. A koi is its own barrier, right? And therefore, if it's its own animal, so we have this own animal, what's the halacha with this new type of, it's not a suffix animal, it's just a koi. What's the halacha? So the pasuk comes to teach me, the halacha is, you're not allowed to eat the fats of this animal. So too, you're not allowed to eat chatzi shir of the fats. So maybe it is. So, in other words, you don't give me your answer and tell me, oh, it's only talking about the rabbanon. Maybe it's talking on the raisa level as well. Ah, it's talking about a koi, there's no suffix. Of course it's not a suffix. What is it, chaya or behema? It's its own animal. Chaya, behema, if you eat the fats, asr and chaya karis. Chaya, if you eat the fats, no problem. Koi is in the middle. If you eat the fats, asr, but not chayiv karis. Right. Chatzishir as well. It would be asr midaraisa. The Gemara says, well, the ilo tema hachi, I'm going to prove to you that a koi is a barrier between the asma. Had the Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, like Rav Idi Bar Avin said, Af Kol, I'm not sure where this is from, he says, Af Kol, Gemara says, Bekrisus, Rashi says, Perktam Shchita. Oh, that's by the Isser of blood, of eating blood, right? Mm-hmm. Right, there it says, Kol Dam Lo Sochelu, La'of Lubehema. Right, so he says, and that's about the Isser of eating blood. So he says, Af Kol, Kol is Lasuye Koi. Kol is to include a Koi. The Gemara says, and if you're going to say that Koi is a Sveika, who, it's the Kral Gui Sveika, is a Pasuk to tell me about a Safik, Ela Ber Yerushani, a Ber Yerushani, a Chanami Ber Yerushani, it's its own Ber Yerushani. So Rav Yochanan's question, Amri Shlokish, maybe stands. It depends on whether or not you hold a Koi is a Ber Yerushani Atzma, or a Koi is a Safik, Chai, a Safik Behema. According to Rav Yochanan, it'll be a Safik, and therefore if it's a Safik, that Pasuk is not talking about a Koi, and the Pasuk is not really talking about a Koi, it's not talking about a Chachishir either, it's only a Smach in the Kra, it's a Dinder Rabbanan. If the Koi is a Beri Bifnei Atzma, the Torah needs to come to tell me what the story is with this Beria. So the Torah is telling me this is Usur to eat the fats it's Usur to eat these fats on a Doraisa level, this Koi, and so too, it's Usur to eat the Chachishir on a Doraisa level. That's the machlokas. You can't prove from that price one way or the other, because it all depends on how you learn the idea of koi. Okay. Maybe that was the hard part. All right. The Mishnah said that Yom Kippur is Asr v'achil v'shtia and the Chavisha Inuyim. Now the Gemara is going to try to explain, where do you learn from the Pasuk the Isr v'achila and Shasiyah on Yom Kippur? Gemara took it for granted, and even the other brisos, they took it for granted that achil v'shtia is Asr m'vil raisa. Then there was the other price that says the other things may be Dirabanan from the word of Shabbason. But where do we learn, nevertheless, no matter, according to everybody, Achil V'Shtia is Asr. Where do you learn it from? It never says anywhere, Kibbe Yom Hazeh, Lo Yochav, Lo Yishteh. It doesn't say anywhere. It says, V'Nisim Es Nafsho Seichem. So this Gemara is going to go through a bunch of drashas. Again, when it comes to drashas, I apologize, I don't have the understanding of where they get certain things from. But we'll read it. So Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. The pasuk says, "Vayikra and Emor, I guess, v'chodesh hashvii be'esol l'chodesh ta'anu es nafsho seichem." You should afflict yourself. Ta'anu es nafsho seichem. So, what would be an affliction? You might think, "Oh, I have to afflict myself. What should I do?" Yachol yeshev b'chama obetzina kadesh yitzayer. Maybe what I should do is shut off the air conditioning, make it really, really hot in the shul, or turn on the heat, or turn on the air conditioning, make it really, really cold in the shul, and I'll be mitzayer. Do something. Give yourself lashes. Do something to be mitzayer yourself. That's what you think you might have to do. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk continues, the Chol Malacha Lo Sasu. Right, the Pasuk says, I guess the Pasuk continues in the same Pasuk, in Chav Tes, right? So where's that Pasuk? Does he have the Pasuk here? Okay, let's see. Right, you're not allowed to do Malacha. So there's a comparison between the Inui and the Malacha. So how do you not violate Malacha? You don't do it. So Malacha is a Shev Al Tasa. So to the Inui, it has to be a Shev Al Tasa, which means you don't go into the sun and you don't go into the cold. It has to be a Shev Al Tasa. So he says, Kol Malacha Tasu, Ma Malacha B'Shev Al Tasa, Af Inui Nefesh B'Shev Al Tasa. So that has to be Shev Al Tasa. Okay, the Ema, maybe this is how you be Ma'ana yourself on Yom Kippur. Hecha de Yosef B'Shimshav V'Chayim Lei, Lo Namely Kum the Tuv Betula. So if you happen to be sitting in the sun, and it's too hot, so then a Yom Kippur would be usher for you to leave the sun, and a case of Yosef Betul of a Karile, if you're sitting in the shade, and it's too cold for you, lo namely kum tu b'shimsha, you say that it'd be usher for you to get up and move to the sun. So therefore you say it's a Shev Al Tasa. The problem is then what's that? That's uneven. Because then the Inui would be, only if you're in the situation where you are cold, then you can't warm yourself up. Only if you're in a situation where you're hot, you can't cool yourself down. But it's not shovel a coal. It's not across the board in every situation. Malacha applies to everybody in every situation. The Gemara says no.
Why don't we use this to say that we shouldn't walk barefoot? We shouldn't wear sandals. We shouldn't also put sneakers.
I don't know. I don't know what the drushes are. No, I think he's asking if Inui is to afflict yourself,
right.
So maybe not wearing shoes is also a midderaisa. What? Just Shev Al Taisa, don't put on shoes. I hear his question. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The Gemara says, do me the malacha. No, the Inui has to be similar to the malacha. Ma malacha lo chalak de ba, af Inui shmo tachlak ba. Malacha is no chilik, it's always. The way you're describing Inui in this case is only if you're in a certain situation would then there be Inui. So it can't be, it has to be Malacha, and therefore what? So how does it prove a Chil of a Shia? I think that's Marcel's question. I think it's a great question. Fine. The Gemara says, Mamalach, where does that work? So I guess we have now, what we have now, actually we don't have a chila yet, we just have now proving or disproving that inui means moving from the shade to the sun or the sun to the shade when you're uncomfortable. So the Gemara, but I don't know how that proved that it's a chila. Sorry. All right, so Tana Idach, another brisa. So another brisa says, the pasuk says, Ta'anu es nacho seichem. You should afflict your nefesh. Yachol, again, yachol yeshe b'chama b'disino b'tzdayer. Tamadom, maybe you should sit in the sun or sit in the cold and become and afflict yourself. Tamadomar, b'chol malacha los asu, comparison to malacha. Ma malacha dov shechayim lev makam acher. So just like malacha is something that you chayiv kari somewhere else, af inoy nefesh shechayiv lev malav makam acher. So to inoy nefesh means, maybe this addresses your question, so to inoy nefesh means, Inoy means, just like malacha is something that elsewhere your chayiv kari is violating, where is that? Shabbos. So to inoy nefesh means something where if you did this inoy somewhere else, you would be chayiv. Where is that? That's the case of achila, he says. Ezezeh, zeh pigel v'noser. Where else do we find the chayiv kari on achila? By pigel v'noser. Pigel v'noser. Again, why are you jumping there? I don't know. He says that it's...
I'll come back to pigel.
No matter what. Well, pigel is the overarching theme of all of Shas.
Yeah.
That's without question, right? He says the azad zeb. We described that pigle might be like the third or fourth most discussed topic.
That never ever happened.
Right. The number one topic is saying things from your mouth. Hotzal b'fiv, nazir and nedarim, all those things. And I think Erevin and Hotzal is one of those things that are top in the top. Pigle also is up there. Save it for the safer. Right. Okay. So pigul and osar. So the Gemara. So just like malacha is a case of where there's a chiyuv karis elsewhere. So to inui, which you're not supposed to do, you have to afflict yourself. You afflict yourself with something that you're not allowed to do. There's something where somewhere else there's an isser karis. What's that? That's a chila because we see there's a isser of pigul and osar. There's a chiyuv karis for eating pigul and osar. The Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, avigul pigul and osar shame bikaris. So that would mean, okay, so he's going to learn it out straight. That means on Yom Kippur, you can't eat pigul and venosar. That's the inui. But who says you can't eat tevel? Tevel, it's also usar, but there's no karis. If you're making the comparison, make it a real comparison. He says, lo avias a tevel, she'en a karis. But now the Gemara's going through, the Gemara's basically going to list a whole bunch of isuri achila, or a whole bunch of achilos, that don't necessarily fit into the category that you just learned. But they're going to be marbe'it from the words of the inisem es nafso sechem. It says, ta'anu, and v'inisem, five times, so they're going to keep adding more things. So the Gemara says, okay, you learned that pigul v'nosa should be asar b'chila on Yom Kippur. What about tevel? Well, there's no chiyuv karis. Tamal omer ta'anu, v'inisem es nafsho seichem. Riba, there's a riboy. The Gemara says, okay, fine, avi tevel. I'll bring tevel. You're not allowed to eat tevel on Yom Kippur. If you eat that, that's inoy, shu chajimisa, the man that be karis, but that's misa b'dei shemayim. But the difference is whole subject. Right, tevel human misa v'lo avisa nevela. Maybe nevela wouldn't be a violation of inoy she'en b'misa, because if you eat nevela, there's no chiyav misa. It's just a lav, just a lav. So Tamal Omer again, the pasuk says ta'anu v'inisem es nafsho seichem riba. There's a riboy. How can you be mabra multiple things from the same pasuk? We show him to talk about that. Then the Gemara says, okay, so now we'll include nevela. Avisa nevela shu b'lav. That's a lav, but therefore that would be asar on Yom Kippur. But v'lo avisa, meaning that would be asar and chayav karis on Yom Kippur. Lo avisa chulin. What about Sam Chulin, which are mutter to eat? She'eno b'lav. That's no lav. There's no violation if I eat Sam Chulin. Right? No violation. So why would I be chayiv karis for eating that on Yom Kippur? Doesn't fit into the limud about karis. Tamal Omer, again, ta'anu v'inisem, es nafsho seichem riba. There's a riboy, includes Chulin. Okay? Avias ha'chulin she'eno b'kum machol. So maybe I'd say, you know, you'll be chayiv karis for eating Chulin on Yom Kippur because there's no obligation to eat Chulin. Well, what about things that you're obligated to? Below avisa truma, a kohen who eats truma shouldn't be chayiv on Yom Kippur, because that is an obligation to eat truma during the year, I guess. So shehu b'kum machol, tamal omer again, ta'anu v'nisa nashal seichem, riba, there's a riboy. Avisa truma, so okay, so now truma is included. She'enu v'asal siru. Okay, granted, there's a mitzvah to eat, but there's no iser to leave it over. What about korbanos? Lo avisa kachim, she'en v'val tov siru. Kachim have a higher level of chumrah, you're not allowed to leave over kachim. So maybe korbanos, if I ate in Yom Kippur, I wouldn't be chayiv. Again, tamal omer ta'anu, v'inisem es nafsho seichem riba. There's a riboy. Okay. So all these things are now added. So ta'anu es nafsho seichem, the whole limud starts, is because it's inoy is compared to isser malacha. Isser Malacha is something Chayiv Karis elsewhere. So Inui is also something that it's a affliction that you be Chayiv Karis elsewhere, which is Pigel and Osar. And then we have all these other Limudim from the Riboy of Inui and the Nisan. So then the Gemara says, the Im Nafshachal Omar. And if you want to reject this Limud, Im Nafshachal Omar means you might have rejected it. So I wanted to reject it because I don't understand how you can learn multiple Ribuyim from one Pasuk. But okay, the Gemara says, if you want to reject it, I'll give you another limud to tell me that when the pasuk says inoy, and from the pasuk says inoy, it means achil v'shzia. Harehu omer, the pasuk says, the ha'avadati es ha'nefeshahi mikarev ama. If it is an ibud nefesh on Yom Kippur, well, what's something that causes you to lose? Right? What's an inoy that causes you to lose part of yourself? I guess if you don't eat for a day, maybe you lose an ounce or two. Or something that causes inoy. Because chil v'shesia is what sustains the nefesh. So not eating and drinking is what removes, it takes away the nefesh. You don't eat for long enough, you're going to die. So that is considered the inoy. The Gemara then says, well, ma inafshecha lomar. The Gemara said, if you have a kasha on the previous limud, what would have been your kasha on the previous limud? Not my kasha. The Gemara is a different kasha. The Gemara says, that pasuk v'chi tema, you might say, be'itzu arayis kamishtai. Maybe inoy is not from Seichem, has nothing to do with achila. It has to do with arayas, with illicit sexual relations, right? Harehu omer, therefore, so if you think that inoy is talking about that, maybe inoy is talking about tashmis, so therefore I have another limud. Hare omer, bevati es nefesh, li inoy sheish bo avedas nefesh, ve'ezezeh achila v'shia. Inoy means something that would remove the nefesh, and that is achila v'shia. Okay. Now we have another source. It's interesting. When you have multiple sources for something, it means that there was a problem trying to figure out where the source was. And so everyone takes for granted, Chamisha Nuyim on Yom Kippur. And we're struggling to find the source of where the Isser Achila comes from, because the pasuk just says Inui. So the Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, they learned in the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel, it says, no, we learned Inui from a linguistic limud. Nemar Khan, it says on Yom Kippur, Inui. The Nemar Lahalon, it says where? When the month fell down, it says Inoy. There it says, Vaya'ancha, Vaya'arvecha, Vaya'chilcha Saman. Those are Inoy is with the Pasuk of Achila. Ma Lahalon, just by the Achila Saman, Inoy is Avon, it's talking about being hunger. Afkan, Inoy Avon. So to here, Inoy talks about hunger. So Gemara says, if you're learning from Inoy, the word Inoy appears multiple times in other contexts. Number one, the Pasuk says, V'nelev from Im Ta'ane Es B'nosai. That's from Lavan. Lavan says, Lavan warns Yaakov that he shouldn't be ma'ane, he shouldn't be afflict his daughters, and the intent over there is don't withhold Tashmir Samita from them. So therefore, Inoy could be Tashmir Samita. The Gemara says, no, you're right, there's two, the Inoy means two different things, but we're going to compare our Inoy, which is done in Inoy Derabim, which is an Inoy that applies to everybody, the Inoy Derabim, from another place where Inoy applied to everybody, which is by the man. The Ein Donim Inoy Derabim, which is our Inoy Yom Kippur, me Inoy de Yachid. We're talking about the Inoy of an individual, we're talking about the Inoy of Yaakov. I have a Nelith, me Inoy Mitzrayim. What about what the Pasuk says by Mitzrayim? We're talking about public, we're talking about a lot of people, and there it says, Vayarenu, O son of Mitzrayim, Vanizak El Hashem, Vayar Esanyenu. Pasuk saying the Haggadah, he saw our affliction. Varminam Be'er, and there we say, what does that mean? Precious Terach Eretz. It was that they prevented us from having Tashmish. That's Inui Derabim. So Inui Derabim is Tashmish. Inui Derabim here will also be Tashmish. Why is it Achila? Maybe it's Tashmish. The Gemara says, no. Ella Donim Bidei Shemayim. Vedanim Inui. Oh, wait, skip. Vedanim Inui Bidei Shemayim. Me Inui Bidei Shemayim. We're going to compare an Inui that happened in a Shemayim. The commandment from Yom Kippur is from Hashem. The Mon is from Hashem. So we'll compare the Inui from the Mon to the Inui of Yom Kippur. The Ein Donim Bidei Shemayim, which is the Inui of Yom Kippur, which is from Hashem, Me Inui Bidei Adam, from the Inui that was affliction was given to us by the Mitzrayim, which was human affliction. So therefore, according to this, you're comparing Inui in Yom Kippur to the Inui of the Mon, and just like the Inui, the affliction by the Mon was the fact that we didn't have food to eat, so to the Inui by Yom Kippur is going to be an idea of food. I think we're going to stop here. Okay, yeah, we'll stop here. Seven, almost seven. All this fun stuff.